Absolutely, Owen. I mean, as you said, it has been a little while since I've released something. So, and I thought it was a song that I had written over lockdown, and I thought it would kind of relate to people. I think we're all in the same boat. So I says I'd love to get it released. So to get the response has been just phenomenal, really, I have to say. And so I'm absolutely over the moon with it, you know.
Yeah, so that's one of the songs then that you brought out, that you wrote during lockdown. I'd be interested to know how you spent the last 18 months or thereabouts. Did you find it productive or was it tough?
I converted one of my the attic room here into a studio. So I produced a new Americana album. It's a covers album, and I got stuck into that and started producing that, and I started producing other bands, EPs and singles and stuff. So I kept very busy in that respect. I had to keep busy, you know. I had to keep my head ticking over. I have two young boys as well, 4 and 7. So they kept me busy also, as you can imagine. But it's been great with them as well. It's been great being at home as well. There's been positives out of it as well. It's great to be at home. We're usually be running around, you know, in the rat race, and you'd be touring here and you'd be going off here. And the boys are at such a young age, so it was great to have that. You know, we really had a great connection over the past while. Now, don't get me wrong, there's times now that I've wanted to sellotape them to the ceiling. but the majority of the time has been absolutely great with them, and has been productive as well, musically. So
I've kind of, when I've been chatting to musicians over the last while on the programme, they've said that those initial few months were really welcome. You know, it was a bit of downtime, as you call it, a rat race, a bit of time away from the running around and going from venue to venue, and you got to spend some quality time at home. But did that kind of wear out then? Were you kind of thinking, okay, it's been long enough, how long or how much longer do we have to endure this before we get back to some sort of normality?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we didn't think it was going to last this long. It was definitely welcome to start, you know, being at home with the kids and being home and just getting stuck in. And even doing the producing, it was a brand new thing and for me, and, you know, learning that as well. And it was great at the start to keep busy. But then, you know, I get into music to play live. You know, that's my thing. I love playing live. I love the energy in the room. And that's the drug for me. That's what has kept me at it. And that's what I miss the most. So, you know, it has been kind of like, right, what's going on here? You start to kind of forget what you actually do for a living, you know, when it goes on this long. But we had our first gig. We had our first gig in Killarney on Friday night last. And it was just phenomenal, you know, to be back on the stage and just... It just kind of lit a fire under us again and go, yeah, this is what we do, and I can't wait to get back at it fully. And we've got a few more gigs coming up until Christmas, and you know, hopefully it'll open up more, you know.
Yeah, because I saw you perform on Ireland AM. You were up in your native Monaghan, and you played Fine Wine on the telly, and you were talking as well about that gig coming up in Killarney. So it was interesting to find out how it went, because not only is it tough for musicians not being on stage, but also people who would have, you know, went to gigs as their night out at the weekend. People wanted to get back into venues as much as the musicians did. So did you feel that energy in the room?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a few rules involved in playing live at the minute for the audience, which, you know, everyone was sitting at their tables and everything's in pods, you know. But, you know, it's a stepping stone to get out and play, absolutely. But it's a lot different at the minute. Everyone was in their pods at the tables, and there wasn't, you know, there's rules in now that you're not allowed to stand up and dance and all this kind of stuff. So everybody, those picnic tables, I thought they were going to be fired out of the venue. All people were mad to get up and just let loose. And the energy in the room was just phenomenal. We had a great time. We had great energy between the us on stage, and they got it and they gave it back. So, yeah, it's a little different, but it's a stepping stone.
You touched on it earlier on as well, Ryan, about this new route that you're going down in terms of Americana, and I believe you rediscovered your love for some fantastic American songwriters, the likes of Chris Stapleton, the Black Keys, and a couple of others as well. So I'd say you're enjoying the challenge of taking on the Americana kind of route?
I was. I really get into it. It was something that I was always in the back of my head, and then it was my record label that actually talked about it, and I was like, well, I'd love to give it a shot. And we went through a few songs that I really liked, and as I said, I produced them myself, so I had time to put my own spin on them. And it was just, I think it's always been in me, that kind of music as well. So on the back of that, then I wrote Fine Wine, which is a country spin on that as well. That's a kind of a country folk rock tune, you know, so it has definitely set in with me. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. It's definitely a different route for me, but I think it's one that I really welcomed it. So I'm going to see how we go.
And is that going to be a feature then in the album that we're expecting from yourself then next year in 2022? New music, and I'm assuming that there'll be a couple more singles to come off that record as well.
Yes, there's the Americana album. It's going to be May of next year. I think we have a couple of singles off that, and then there'll be another album off that as well, which I'd probably be sticking to the same style. I'm comfortable in it. I'm happy doing it. I hope people like it and respond to it. So I'll keep going. So,
and in terms of live shows, then there's I believe a show coming up in Dundalk soon. A couple of other shows as well around the country, and then a headline show in Germany in May of next year to tie in with the album release that was rescheduled from earlier this year.
It was yes. So I've got the gig in Dundalk on the 4th of September. I've a Dublin gig coming up as well. I've a Limerick gig and a couple of gigs around the country, which is phenomenal. It's great to get back playing around the country. Yeah, that tour, the German tour, has been moved 3 times since the start of this. So it was supposed to be May of 2020. I can't believe it's 2022 in a couple of months. So it's been moved about 3 times. So fingers crossed, all will go to plan and we'll get back on the road.
Yeah, because there's much being made of the loss of live shows as well, because not only does it affect yourself, you know, because while you do play under the name Ryan Sheridan, it's not a one-man show by any stretch of the imagination. You've a fantastic band, a fantastic crew as well, and they've all been impacted too.
100%. It has impacted everybody, you know, everybody and people that has been working for me. They've had to look up other jobs in the meantime, and you know, and the fact that there's no roadmap for us is a little bit of a letdown, and we're trying to false promises over the past while, so we're kind of the last to get any sort of roadmap as well. So it's tough on everybody.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing more music from you. The track Fine Wine will give a spin on the radio now, and I think it's fantastic. And a lot of people enjoying it as well, because that's when it went, or why it went to number one in the iTunes chart. Great talking to you, Ryan, and continued success, and no doubt we'll catch up with you again soon.
Thanks a million, Owen. Thanks for having me on the show.